SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Here with you on the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Very busy final hour. A lot to do as we get set up for the weekend here. The Masters in Augusta. Final NBA day of the regular season is on Sunday, so when we come back on Monday, we'll have the playoffs ironed out. We're going to, of course, get through the play-in games first in the middle of next week. But we have a lot going on, that's for sure. Mike Carver and the Encyclopedia of College Football, the one, the only. Go, Ferta 2, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Carver. Masters weekend, baby. Masters weekend. I'm dialed in. I'm in the mix.
Very excited.
I'm in the mix. I got a taste.
You got guys. You got taste. That's all you can ask for.
I said it. Not you. Not him. Not him. Not him. Me. Cam Davis. Sepp Straka. Tiger Woods. I got them all.
You got some guys involved. That's all you can ask for. You have guys in the mix. And that's what you want, Joe. You want to have guys in the mix going into the weekend. That's what matters. And you've got that, which is what we like to see.
I got a shot. I got a shot. Joey gave you the shot.
We'll go through a couple of things, Joe. We'll try to... I want to add on a little bit more. We need to do a little bit more, put it with the golf for the weekend. Just have to go and just full in on it. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. Great to have everybody with us here. Joe, one other thing, because I wasn't with you yesterday when this happened. Were you given what an underwhelming hire, the Kentucky fans with the Pope, huh? They didn't like the Pope.
I mean, I don't like the Pope.
I saw some people going after you. I saw people going after you with the Pope.
Well, because, like, you know, what kills me is everybody's afraid to go against the grain. Like, they're afraid to get called out. Like, is this guy Pope the second coming of Jay Wright or, Danny Hurley?
Well, I don't think it's fair to know that yet.
Okay, so we had a BYU team that was ranked sixth in the tournament, and he lost to Duquesne. Is that any different than what Coach Cal did? Is that any different than what Coach Cal did with the Fred guy?
I don't think it's fair to. I don't think it's fair to, you know, just characterize him on this one meeting alone. I don't feel like that's necessary.
How about his press conference where he's in the BYU gym and he takes off the jacket and tie and he's got the Kentucky uniform on? Yeah, I would have dragged his ass right out of the gym.
All right, well, that's their problem up there. They should have took care of business with him.
Please. He's doing chants. He's trying to rap.
Did you like the video Patino put out pumping him up? Did you see that?
Yeah, I know. When's the last time Patino
won? Did you see the video of Patino pumping him up?
Yeah. When's the last time Patino won a championship? Just saying.
I know. I just I wonder how much, what kind of envelope they gave Rick to do that.
That
big sell job for Pope.
Yeah.
This guy bleeds Kentucky blue, and when he has the name on the front of the shirt, and he's, I mean, geez, I know he played for you, Rick. Come on. Relax.
No, that's what I'm talking about, Carver.
I think the hard part about it is, Joe, is that when you think about the names that were mentioned for the first few days, big heavy hitter names, right? We were talking about
Drew, Jay Wright,
yeah, big heavy hitter names we were talking about, and for
Billy Donovan,
yeah, Billy Donovan, for them to then kind of out of nowhere hire Mark Pope, who, you know, look, being a Kentucky guy, I maybe should have been more on the radar, you know, early in the week. But I get it. The big splashy names are what, you know, that's what makes headlines. You know, Dan Hurley and Scott Drew and all these other names that were thrown out there. Billy Donovan, who they never actually even talked to because he hasn't finished the season with the Bulls yet. They never actually talked. Although you would probably believe, Joe, that they did behind back channels, right? I'm sure you think that. Would you be interested? Should we wait for you?
What's this NIL? Well, Billy, yeah, what are you talking about? You've been away a long time. Maybe you haven't heard.
There's a lot going on now. There's a lot happening with the NIL. That's for sure. But the Pope to Kentucky. Long live the Pope, Joe. You better win right away because they're very impatient there. They don't like when you don't win. Immediately. Okay. Now. 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 Got to win right away.
Okay.
Or you're no good. Am I right or am I wrong? High pressure gig.
You're right.
High pressure gig. Going to go right out and take it, Joe. Are you excited for that we're almost at the draft as well? And then we'll get into some other things for the weekend.
I won't get into it until like after next week. Still too far out. Like, you know, like.
Did you like all of the. What was the one that I saw today? That was the. Oh, that the Vikings are meeting with Jaden Daniels. Like, yeah. If they're going to trade all the way up to 2 or 3 and get him. And the Washington's meeting with J.J. McCarthy. All these teams that, you know. Well, Washington's got, obviously, the second pick. That would be funny if they took J.J. McCarthy with the second pick, Joe. That would make you nuts.
Oh. If who? The Washington Vikings?
Washington in the second spot took J.J. McCarthy. That would.
Yeah, I mean, I tell you, a garbage organization making a garbage move. How about that? And I don't care how much money Josh Harris has, okay? You have the Heisman Trophy winner staring you in the face, and you're going to take a guy that, a virtual unknown.
Mm. We have to get the UFC 300 picks from Matias as well.
Oh, let me tell you, Carver.
Yeah.
I'm the sharp when it comes to UFC. I have two stone cold.
That's not right. That's not right.
I can't.
Who hit the bell came out. I mean, what are you talking about?
He's interviewing everybody. He's giving me breaking news the other night. Lease them $300,000 bonuses. Him.
Big money.
He's also friends with a lot of personalities that I actually like. Matias and we started going back and forth. Bare knuckle fighting.
Is that right?
Baby. Yeah.
Wow. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. So you're the wheel now? Is that what you're trying to tell me with the UFC? So you're the wheel.
Well, I looked at the card because the other night when you were out, Carver, Matias and I went through the card, and I knew it was a big card, but I didn't recognize, obviously, any names. And then a couple stood out to me, and then I looked at the lines, and I said, I like this and this, and Matias is like, I like those too. So I'm the sharp now. There you go. And then I have a wheel play. I have a wheel play. 22-1 shot, wheel play.
This is a straight win, 22-1. What is this? What's
no, this is he's a huge underdog.
It's a shoot for the stars parlay. It's a shoot for the stars parlay.
Shoot for the stars parlay.
He's that's what we're officially calling it. Shoot for the stars parlay.
Plus 1060 money line, but I don't like him to just win. I like him to win by TKO or knockout. Crunch right in the face.
Who is it? Give me the lineup. Give me the whole lineup. I want to build this. Who do you got for this parlay?
All right. Holly Holm plus 310.
I'm already out, so.
That's what I said.
I'm already out. I'm already out. She ain't. She Holly Holm. You want to know what she has on Saturday night, Joe? Do you want to know?
Yeah.
She has no shot.
Say it again.
She has no shot. On Saturday night against Kayla. No shot.
Okay, say it one more time.
Holly Holm has no shot against Kayla Harrison.
Okay,
none.
She's in. She's plus 340. She's in.
Okay, so I want to build this.
Diego Lopez.
Joe, by the way, Otani's translator is also taking Holly Holm. He put out his picks.
That's a good one, Matias. That was a good job.
Okay. All right. And then we like Cody Brundage. Not to win. He's knocked down to plus 980. Knockout. Crunch. Right in the face.
For the record, those aren't my picks. Those are not my picks.
Yeah, you lost me on a few of them, Joe. Now, Matias, give me what's your favorite pick of the entire night? Because this is a very stacked card. I mean, this prelim card, honestly, is better than most fight nights. The prelim card is better than most of the nonsense
they
roll
out on
a fight night.
Are you kidding me? The prelims are 10 times better than most fight nights.
In fact, this prelim, you can make a case this prelim is actually better than most, some of the pay-per-views that they put out, to be quite honest with you.
1,000%. 1,000%. Absolutely. Cody Garbrandt, Davison Figueiredo starting out the card. Two former champions, former flyweight champion, former bantamweight champion. You know, it might be the biggest, you know, open the curtain type of fight ever in MMA history. Literally, I don't think a card has ever started with this type of caliber fighters. But Jim Miller also on this card, and everybody knows Jim Miller, UFC 100, UFC 200, UFC 300 now. He is a legend. He gets a second fight of the night against Bobby Green. But I'm going to give you guys a dog right now, and that's the third fight of the night, Marina Rodriguez at plus 115. I think Marina goes in there and knocks out Jessica Andrade and staples herself to the next title shot. I think Marina Rodriguez gets it done at plus money. I love the number for Marina Rodriguez. Me and Joe have something in common, and that is we both like Diego Lopez at minus 140, minus 150, depending what book you're searching in. You know, I think Calvin Kattar also gets a job done at plus 145 against Aljamain Sterling. I know that Aljamain Sterling was the bantamweight champion of the world until he lost to the Sugar Show, Sugar Sean O'Malley, but he's going up in weight. And Calvin Kattar hasn't fought in quite some time, meaning he's been in the gym, he's been getting better, he didn't want to rush back. I think we're going to see a killer in there in Calvin Kattar come tomorrow night. Also, here's another dog for you. Max Holloway at plus 130 for the BMF. I think Max Holloway wins a decision over Justin Gaethje, and I think he's going to look great in there tomorrow night, the new BMF, Max Bless Holloway. And for the main event, I'm taking Alex Pereira at minus 130 because the look that he had in his eyes today when he stood across from Jamal Hill was vicious. You know, this he wants to smoke him. If he didn't have any motivation, he has a lot of motivation now.
Wow. What do you think about that, Carver, huh? I told you, Diego Lopez, bam, 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 combos.
Right.
Jab, hook, uppercut. Jab, hook, uppercut. The uppercut, Larry.
You know, Joe's not super crazy by saying Holly Holm. You know, Holly Holm is going to be a popular dog tomorrow because Holly Holm has experience beating a great judo practitioner, which was Ronda Rousey, except that was about 9 to 10 years ago. So yeah, I'm not going to act like she's going to be the same exact monster she was when she beat Ronda Rousey. But at the same time, you know, Harrison had a hard time beating Aspen Ladd in a previous fight in the PFL. And if you had a hard time beating Aspen Ladd, you're going to have a pretty hard time beating Holly Holm. I do think the number's inflated. Plus 325 is insane. If somebody put a gun to my head, would I say that Holly Holm was going to win? I would say no. You know, I'd probably think Kayla Harrison. But at plus 325, you got to throw a couple bucks on Holly just in case.
It's 340, Matias. 340 now. Plus 340.
Well, you know why it's 340 now, Joe? Because she made weight. Kayla Harrison made weight. And that was the biggest question mark, is will she be able to make weight today? You know, back then, when she was fighting at 155, they asked her, are you ever going to make 135? And she didn't think she'd ever be able to make 135. And yesterday during the press conference, they asked her, what do you want? And she said she wants a cheeseburger. You know what I mean? Wow. All she wants is thinking about food, and as she should be. But you know what? That also goes to tell me that if you drop down to 135 and she made it without, you know, some crazy, crazy, like, weight cut like Charles Oliveira had, that she's probably going to look pretty good in there tomorrow. She looked rip today. You know, she looks ready to go. She looks like she's ready to make her UFC debut. She looks like she's ready to take the next step into her career and become a superstar, something that she's been wanting to do for a long time now, and now she has the potential to do so. The one fighter who I loved yesterday on this show, and I took a back step today, is Charles Oliveira at plus 175, the former lightweight champion of the world. He had a bad weight cut. I've seen the videos. I know that he usually has a bad weight cut, but at the same time, Armin Sarukian looks like a freaking Bowflex model, and he looks like he's ready to go. I love the stare down. I love the energy, but I also love the way that he looks. He looks like he's ready to become the next title contender in the lightweight division, and I'm pretty sure that Islam Makhachev understands that as well. So he's taking a nice little fishing trip right now and watching the fights for a good reason.
There you go. What do you think about that, Carver?
All right, I'm willing to do a little something here, but I got to put it with the golf.
You got to ruin it. Put it with the UFL over on Saturday. I love it.
Yeah, sure. We'll put it with
UFL.
Yeah, no thanks.
Put it with De'Aaron Fox, right? Right, Joe? Put it with De'Aaron Fox over 30 points. Let's go.
UFL.
Over Memphis Showboats, Birmingham Stallions, 40 and a hook. No. Gonna sail through that like a knife through butter.
Here's what we're gonna do. So so the absolute number one play for you, Matias, is what again? Just give me the absolute number one. Your top pick of the entire night.
Top pick of the entire night. I'm going with Diego Lopez. Diego Lopez at minus 140.
That's in the prelims.
Yep. -144.
All right. And what's the second favorite pick?
You're coming up on
Max Bless Holloway. Max Bless Holloway at plus 135.
That's on the main card?
Yeah, we're going to have to...
BMF title.
Okay.
We're going to have to
talk
about
this. So you think that he's going to beat Gaethje?
We're on a break.
I do think he's going to beat Gaethje. I think it's going to be a great fight, but I think that he's going to outpace him in rounds 3, 4, and 5. I think we're going to see a different animal tomorrow when it comes to Max Holloway. Be ready.
All right. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We'll come back, and we'll keep rocking on the grid after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Joe. So you have that done, the UFC. You've got all the big plays there. I know that you're high on this Cam Davis show for the weekend.
I mean, I'm pot committed, Carver. I'm
pot committed. If you had to pick, do you think that between Scheffler, Bryson, and Max Homa, do you think that Scheffler will finish the job? If those are the only three guys you could pick, would you obviously take the world number one?
I can't go out of the three?
I'm saying that if those are the three guys that are ahead of it. I know if you go out of three, and we know you're on Cam Davis. I know that.
No, but I mean, I would take a shot on Mora Carroll at 14-1.
You know, he played well on Friday. He a lot better than I thought. It's amazing.
But if I had a bet, if I had a bet out of those top three, I would take a shot on Homa, back to back.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I think the value. I mean, to get a back-to-back winner, he's been there.
You're not a back-to-back winner.
Meaning he won it last year. He has the potential.
No, that was Rahm who won last year.
Oh, why did I think it was Homa? I don't know why.
It wasn't Homa. Rahm won last year.
I like Homa out of those top three. Forget it. Then that goes out the cap. That cap goes out the window. But the number on Morikawa. I watched it, like, because I'm
no,
I'm committed.
Because I texted
Woods.
You about because I was when I, you know that I had it on the entire day, and when I saw how well Cam Davis and Steph Straka were playing, I obviously was keeping you.
And I answered you immediately.
You answered me immediately, and you gave me a nugget about Tiger that told me that you were absolutely watching. I knew you were watching by what you said about Tiger. So. Well, you were watched early in the morning because what did you need? Two birdies from Tiger this morning before
he finished the first round?
Yeah,
he didn't have that. I did notice in terms of his game, like, I don't know golf, obviously, right? But, like, right. He was very good on the par fives. The par fours and threes he struggles with.
He grinded through them.
But why is that? Why does he struggle with the part that you would think they're easier?
Well, Joe, you got to remember, these are the first, like, two actual competitive rounds of golf he's played in a year. For him to play the way he did, honestly, on Friday, considering the conditions, and, Joe, go and look at what some of these guys, did you see the scores of some of the best players in the world?
Plus four, plus five, plus seven, plus three, plus two, plus one.
These guys, I mean, there was plus sixes that just barely snuck in the cut, of course.
But look, can I ask you something? Based off of that, right? Based off of that, are we just confident that those top three are just going to be there on Sunday? I mean, you're just telling me that these guys got murdered on Friday. Like, literally, I mean, plus seven, plus six. We saw Molly Nadi round one, and I know he sucks, but he had plus 10. I mean, are we, even though they're great, are we dead set that it's going to be Scheffler, DeChambeau, and Homa?
No, look, there's half the tournament to go. We're only halfway there.
No, I know. Yeah, that's why I'm saying.
There's still 36 holes to play. So,
what about this Cam Smith?
You see, that's a guy, Joe, that I would keep an eye on because he's the kind of guy he grinded to, and he hung around, and now he sits here. He's five back. He's tied for eighth, and he has the ability to go and shoot five, six, seven under on any given day.
I'll tell you what, I have a bet for us. I have a bet for us, okay? And you'll like this bet, okay?
Okay, let me hear it.
Where is the final, like, where can I still get a top 10 and top 5?
They took the 5s off the board, but you can get a top 10.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
You're going to love this, Carver. This is right up your alley, okay?
Let's see. Let's hear it.
The Cammy Cam Special. Top 10s for Cam Davis and Cam Smith. The Cammy Cam Special. And we can profit boost it.
Yeah, you can.
Come on.
Profit boosted up to 531, huh?
The Cammy Cam Special, Carver. Let's do it.
Here's why I'm just... I like it. I like what you're thinking. I'm already got a bunch of stuff on Cam Smith. I have a top 10 for him. I have a top 20 for him. I have a win for him. I have a bunch of tickets on Cam Smith. I don't really want to invest more.
But if you weren't invested, the Cammy Cam Special?
It's fine, yeah. And I'm hoping to get this other Cam Davis one if we get a Tater for top 10 for him. And I would have him top 10 also.
Why don't we do this?
You should do it. I want to put Patrick Reed in the top 10, honestly. That's where I want to be.
All right, well, here's what I'm willing to do, okay? Because I know you like this. This is how I build things, right? Okay?
Yeah.
You ready? All right. So what I'm willing to do is this. Let's see if I could do this. Oh, you can. Ready? Okay, Carver, this is fantastic. The Cammy Cam Special... Davis and Smith top 10 in LSU to make the playoff. pays
I'm not doing the LSU nonsense. That I'm not getting involved with.
Come on!
I don't think LSU is going to win the national title, Joe, so no.
We make the playoff! Plus 116!
No.
Come on.
Because I could see
talk about it with Smiley. You could talk about it with Smiley.
Look at you. Talk about it with Smiley.
Come on.
No. I'm not in.
I'm going to put it in. I'll talk about it with Smiley.
You can. Go ahead and put it in.
The Cammy Cam special. Cam Smith, Cam Davis, top 10, and LSU to make the playoffs.
You're in, baby.
And you know what? I'm going to throw a cherry on top for our guy. Okay?
For our guy. Who's that?
For our guy. Holly Holm, plus 340.
No, thank you.
Okay.
Holly Holm.
Oh, look at this. 48.89.
Good luck.
Take a ride. Check it out.
I hope you hit it.
What about Davey Lopes? Diego Lopes. That's his best bet.
That's his bet. I'm in on it. I'm in on Lopes.
Lopes in there. You can't put Lopes in there.
Because you put something else in there.
No, yeah, I had Holm in there. Yeah, you can't do that. Oh, how about we'll do this? I got one better. You'll love it.
All right.
We'll add the Dallas Stars to win the West. You love
wow,
that.
So you took LSU out or no?
No, I kept LSU in there.
Nah, anything with LSU, I'm not playing.
Yeah, I see you're gutless. Dallas. All right. Now we're talking. They can't. They don't let you do it. See? Book is nervous. The book is nervous.
I guess you're going too high up. You're going too high up.
Yeah.
But no, just getting back to the original point of how this all started, I don't think necessarily it's just the three of them. I've seen, believe me, I've watched enough golf the last few years doing this, betting on it, that crazy things can happen. I think anyone, Joe, I think anybody one under or better is still in this. Now, those guys at 1-under and 2-under, they need to shoot a ridiculous Saturday. Like, they need to really cut into some ground. But it's not out of the question.
Like, put a number on it. Like, is it minus 4-under heading into Sunday? You think they got a shot?
No. Because Homa, DeChambeau, and Scheffler are going to – they're one or two or all three of them are going to score a little bit on Saturday, you would like to think.
All right, so let's say they go 3-under, right? So we're talking at least 9-under heading into Sunday.
Correct.
So you got to be at least 6-under.
Someone's got to shoot 5 or 6-under to get themselves in the mix. They got to shave it. They got to cut at least 2, maybe 3 shots.
Well, if Davis shoots 3-under, then he's right there.
Correct. Davis is only 3 back, so but he has to maintain, Joe. He's got to keep pace and extend.
He's like a tiger. He's lurking in the woods.
He's lurking. I'm saying like one of these guys at 1-under is going to have a huge round and shoot themselves.
Keep an eye out for Tiger.
And I think it's Cam Smith.
Nah. He's in my parlay now, the Cammy Cam special.
Then you should be rooting for him to do it then.
Cam Smith, Cam Davis.
This Aubert is—he's a quiet assassin too.
Who? Aubert?
Ludwig Aubert.
Didn't we have him one, and he let us down?
Probably on one tournament. Yeah. Tiger plus one, tied 22. Your guy. Tiger. Good for you, Joe.
What about it?
Nothing. There was a lot of I said it's from you with the golf so far.
You're shocked.
It's all right. You grabbed a couple. You got involved.
Kids heading into the weekend on a positive note. I got a little giddy up in my step. Don't knock me down.
Yeah,
you know, just because you're the guru
Bit more giddy up if the Vancouver Canucks can win the Pacific Division.
Now, really you were off. Can I just tell you this?
Yeah.
The night you were off, I was in the lab, and I put in some crazy bets.
Was this on the air, or just was afterwards? What?
On the air.
Oh, okay. Were these like NFL draft parlays? What did you do?
No. I think this one you'll like. I'll tell you when we come back. Pays 144, 896.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Here with you. All right, Joe. So Sunday is the last day of the regular season in the NBA. Thank God. I mean, well, look, like, let's be fair, Joe. Like, it's tough. Like, you get through the last couple weeks of this thing, and nobody cares. You've got so many teams that are out. You don't really know if they care or not about the seeding. The spreads are like more than two touchdowns. It's like 15.5, 17.5, 14.5. It's like, I want to just, Joe, you know me with the NBA. I feel like the regular season is just it's a brutal product. And I need to get to games that I know that both teams care. You know, like, I just need to get to real playoff games. And we'll get to that. Coming up here next week with the play-in tournament and all that. So I just want to get through this. And everybody will play again on Sunday. The only games, though, Joe, that will probably have a lot of significance, most of the schedule's pretty, to be quite honest with you. The Bucks are probably going to have to try. Or else they can risk Lou falling out of the two seed. And the Magic lost to the Sixers on Friday night. So the Magic, Joe, tumbled from, at one point they were three, maybe two or three days ago, to now they're seventh.
Ugh.
In the East. And that's a place you don't want to be, Joe, because when you're seventh, you got to play next week in the play-in tournament.
Yeah. That is whiskey sour, as we say.
Orlando's going to be... Now, look, there's a couple of results here that have to come through and things like that. But, you know, either way, that game's going to matter something for both of those teams coming up for that. The Knicks are most likely going to, you know, if the Bucks lose and they win, they can move up to the two. So the Knicks are playing the Bulls at home, who have absolutely nothing to play for. You have, with that one seed and two seed and three seed in the West, Denver's in Memphis, Minnesota has Phoenix at home, and the Thunder are home for Dallas, and Dallas is playing for nothing. So, Sacramento plays Portland, the Warriors play the Jazz, the Lakers play the Pelicans, so... You know, there's a lot of stuff, Joe, that could still be, just in terms of seeding and who's moving where, still to be decided with these games.
Yes. Yeah, so
but I can't wait for it to be over. I honestly, Joe, I'm not going to lie to you. Even if the Sunday for the NBA is just a complete closeout for me, there's just no... That's I'm going to wait
close
until...
I've closed the books
for the regular season.
The only time you'd open up is for Ohtani's translator. That's it. We're back open for you, anything.
Now, they will start, I believe it's Tuesday night, Joe, is when they'll play the first play-in games. Yes. So, Tuesday, I believe you get two games Tuesday, two games Wednesday, and then one Thursday, one Friday in the play-in tournament.
Okay.
I'm going to try to get that right now. Yeah. Play-in tournament will take place April 16th through the 19th. Right. So you'll have the two teams that will play in the East. You'll have the two teams that will play in the West. And then you get the winner. The winners of those games and the loser of the other game will then play for the last spot. So at least, Joe, you'll have games that matter Tuesday through Friday in the NBA. Not full schedules.
Can't wait.
You're still holding strong here with the East for... Now, Embiid got a little banged up on Friday night.
I know. That's scary. Scary. Not going to lie.
They still have him at 8-1. They're the third choice, the Sixers, at 8-1. The Heat are now 13. This is just for the East.
I like the Sixers, and I like a little of the Heat. Those are the only teams I like. I don't like anybody else.
Those are the only ones that you would dabble with.
Correct.
I'm trying to see. It's still hard for me here, Joe, until we get through Sunday. I'm trying to figure out what the scenarios are. It kind of feels like the Heat are going to be in that game no matter what. Like, even if they win, we get to 45. Yeah, the Heat would need help to not play in that 7-8 play-in game. The only question is, Joe, is who they're going to play.
So who do you want to take?
I don't think the Heat have been as good as they were. Like, I know that they never care about the regular season.
Okay.
But I just don't think they're as good this year as last year's team. I know last year's team just flipped the switch.
They got Rozier, though. They got old man Rozier.
Yeah, but, like, what's he ever done? Like, I don't know. I don't think that's a...
What about Hero? Hero's back.
I'm not very enamored by these teams.
No,
like, I think Boston would have to lose like two of their players to injury to not win the East.
Okay,
I think it's like a done deal. I'm much more. I think there's a much better chance, Joe, that we could get somebody surprising out of the West. I don't think you get anybody surprising out of the East. Like, you can at least make a case for all these teams, right? Like, you can make a case for Denver, the Clippers, whether you like the case or not.
I love Dallas,
OKC. You know, I'm sure some people will say that KD and Booker can get the Suns there. Like, there's, you can make cases for teams. The Lakers, like, people are going to make cases for all these teams. Like, in the East, who can you honestly make a case for outside of Boston? Nobody.
The Knicks.
You can't. Come on. The Knicks aren't going to beat the Celtics in a 7-game series.
Your guy, Brunson.
Like I said, the Celtics would have to lose a couple pieces.
All right. So then it's Celtics.
I'd like to see the Knicks win a couple rounds maybe and play the Celtics in the East Finals.
Cleveland?
I think that would be fun.
Donovan. Donovan.
Yeah, come on. I don't care who they play in the first round, Joe. They're going to lose. Never show up in a big spot.
What's his name? Donovan what?
Mitchell? Donovan Mitchell. Mitchell.
I spaced out. Donovan Edwards. I was like, Donovan.
Donovan Edwards. Still thinking about that Donovan. Day for Donovan Edwards. Huh?
I was thinking about Donovan Razor Ruddock back in the day. The Canadian with the uppercut. Had a fierce uppercut, yeah. Donovan Ruddock. I'm in on Dallas, so you no argument there. I'd be in on Miami, but I can't bet chalk in these things. I just can't. And I'm locked in on the hockey. Not to go off the beaten path. I like Tampa Bay in the East. That's my pick.
Now I've seen them start to gain a lot of steam, Joe. They're 10-1 to win the East now.
Yeah, I already got them. They're in the portfolio.
Oh, is that That's right? Crazy. You added That's them, crazy. Huh? Yeah, but That's they're not crazy. In the portfolio by themselves. You probably have them parlayed with like 9 other things.
Now, that's not right, Corver. You know,
I'm not saying it's not right, but it's true, though. I mean, it's not.
You know, you really want to know what they're in the portfolio with?
Yeah, what are they parlayed with?
I'm not afraid. All right, so let me get it up. Tampa Bay to win the East, or whatever you call it. Dallas to win the West.
It's the East.
Dallas to win the West, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. LSU to make the playoff and Toronto to make the playoff.
All right, a second. Hold on a minute. Hold on. Tampa to win the East.
Yep.
Dallas to win the West. This is both NHL.
No. Mavericks.
Oh, okay. So you have Tampa East NHL.
Right.
Dallas West NBA.
Right.
LSU to make the playoff.
Right, and the Blue and Jays to make the and the Blue Jays to make the playoffs.
Where did you come up with that one? Where did you think that one up?
I got more.
I mean, where did you come up with that one?
Page 68-423. This one you're gonna like, okay? This one you're gonna be all over. Dallas Stars to win the West, that's your pick. Dallas Mavericks to win the West, that's my pick. The Land of Misfit Toys, the Giants to make the playoffs at plus 164. The Blue Jays to make the playoffs at minus 104, bad number I got. And Georgia to win it all, the Bulldogs at 3-1. 144.896 is the payout.
I mean, you couldn't come up with five other things to put in with it? I mean,
you should have just kept going.
Why don't you? You could have put the the President's Cup in there for the golf, or somebody to win. You know, you could have just did.
Here's another
just kept adding on. You could have put Djokovic at the U.S. Open or something. You could have just kept adding things on.
All right, Dallas Stars to win it. Win the West. Dallas Mavericks to win the West. Toronto Blue Jays to make the playoffs. LSU to win it all. Page 219.592.
You're ready to go, man. You're ready to rock.
Come on, come in with me on a few of these.
Come in with you on a few of them?
Yeah, come on, feel strong. You gotta be pot committed.
No shot.
This is what bothers me. You know,
I don't like you getting involved with LSU and all this, Toronto to make the playoffs.
Oh, I know. Put it with the golf. That's okay.
Yeah, put it with the golf.
Yeah.
Might as well get a head start on Scheffler for the U.S. Open or something.
Yeah, over 30-year-old men hitting a golf ball. They're not all 30. All right, 20-year-old guys hitting a golf ball, not for one round, but for four rounds, and that guy's got to win. Yeah, it's like Russian roulette. I might as well just put it in the holster. I mean, come on. I mean, come on now.
Scheffler's already 5-1 for the U.S. Open.
He didn't even win this event. He's 5-1. You know what? I'm gunning for him.
I don't disagree with
you. Tiger, Cam Davis, Cam Smith, Cammy Cam.
Cammy Cam. You're fired up. Cam Smith and Cam Davis. Put them together. Cammy Cam. All right. Well, we got a big weekend ahead, Joe. That's for sure.
I can't wait.
Big weekend. Masters, UFC 300.
End of the
NBA regular season. Big Canuck Oiler game on Saturday night that I'm suddenly super interested in.
Pot committed. I love
it. Pot committed on the Oiler Canuck game on Saturday night. I can't believe that I got all 10 guys from Make the Cut, and I got to sweat out the Canucks to win the Pacific Division. Unbelievable. Carver Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. All right, Joe. There's a lot of baseball on Saturday, too, obviously. The Yankees are actually playing a doubleheader in Cleveland. First game's at, I think, just after noon. Yeah, 12 o'clock, and then the second game's at 6 o'clock East. You've got the Giants and the Rays again. Maybe they'll score some runs for you.
Not cool. Not cool.
Game two. Padres and Dodgers are late night. Cubs and Mariners are late night. Braves are going to try again. So Miami, the Marlins are plus 166, Joe. Going against Sale on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm gonna take a shot in game two of the series that they step
dead
up.
Cat, I still think the dead cat hop.
Dead cat bounce. They bottomed out, Carver. They bottomed out. Dead cat bounce.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Okay, so there you go.
I don't think so. I think they're in for a long weekend.
All right.
Down there.
Okay.
The losses continue to pile up, Joe. Just continue to pile up. Dead cat hop for you down
Dead
there.
Dead cat bounce.
Joe, I'll see you Monday.
Can't wait.
Where we'll talk about all this stuff. The Masters. Hopefully Matias comes through with us with these UFC picks. We'll have the NBA playoffs set and in order on Monday when we get back. We'll only have a couple days left of hockey. Maybe the Canucks will have the Pacific Division clinched by Monday night, Joe.
Yeah, let's hope. Let's hope.
I doubt it. Great job by Matthias Burbell. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Cash some tickets. Have a great weekend. See you Monday.